This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
A very warm welcome back to the studio, friend of the show's Mystico.
Yay!
Thank you so much for having us back.
And not only have we got Mystico, a very, very special friend, Leah.
Thank you.
You can have one all of your own. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us. Yeah,
so good to be back.
Before we go on, you guys have been so, so busy. I got to ask, how's the mouth? You've had a bit of dental work done.
Yeah, I did.
Paul!
I did have some
it's
dental
work. It's very personal. Like, can you warm the guest up before you go straight to surgical procedures?
I'm just trying to make sure that Connor's comfortable this morning.
Yes, I'm surviving. It's good. I really don't like the dentist.
I'm like you. I cannot stand the dentist.
I can't. That's why I went under to get the surgery done.
Very sensible.
Did you have a general? Completely under, a general anaesthetic.
Yeah, it was the best sleep of my life. I needed it.
Wow. Yeah, but have you ever met anyone that goes, oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I've got the dentist tomorrow.
I actually have two people that love it.
What?
They said they love it.
Freaks. Yeah, that's not good. Have you been a good sort of carer, Oscar?
A wet nurse?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's a
different... Yesterday when he came out, he was absolutely fine. He was a little bit woozy at the start. Yep. Like, he didn't want to make phone calls and stuff because he was a little bit embarrassed. But beyond that, he was actually really cognizant. We actually got in the studio yesterday because we were like, we can't sit here and do nothing. So we're going to do something.
I get bored really quickly.
Yeah.
Really quickly.
I often think it's good to do some video stuff when you're actually under anesthetic because you sound fantastic.
Yeah.
You don't care.
You're so loopy, so you're just like, I'll sing anything.
Yeah, and you're full of confidence as well. Full of confidence.
Now on to the important stuff. You have been busy, and I want to firstly talk about how you managed to collaborate with Leah, but you seem to have created around yourselves, I don't know how you do this, this wonderful sort of community of fellow singer-songwriters, which I've been watching on your social media. And it's just so heartwarming to see how a whole bunch of people with like-minded attitudes and like-minded thoughts can come together and just create music. So just give us a quick rundown about how that started and how Leah came into the fold.
Well, we've kind of a part of three communities at the moment. We're a part of the Real Songwriters of Melbourne, which is run by Jenna, and it's such an incredible organisation that essentially just help emerging songwriters learn how to release music. We're also a part of the BG community, which is a youth performing community out in Wallen, but all the way west and north.
They host live mics at the Ample Cafe in North Melbourne.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've been to the Johnny Biz exposure events, which is networking, but Leah actually comes from the singing school that Oscar and I started with.
Long-time friends then.
Well, about a year and maybe and a half.
When
we first became Mystico, we did a performance at that singing studio's, what was it, the winter...
Open mic night.
And that was the first time that we performed as Mystico and that we met Leah. And from that moment, it was like, you're really cool. Maybe we should do something together.
We're a match made in heaven.
Yeah.
So, Leah, how did you get into music then? What's been your inspiration? What have you been?
Oh, I've always been into music. Like, as soon as I came out of my mum's womb, I was like straight into music. I've been songwriting since I was so young, been doing concerts, you know, competitions. But I'm actually studying a Bachelor in Music at the moment. And my singing teacher, she went there, and then that's how we met. And then these guys have been helping me record songs and featured in theirs. I've got mine coming up next year, which is so exciting. That should be good.
Wow, that's incredible. So let me rewind a little bit. You went back to the school that you went to. Were you performing, Leah, at that concert?
Yeah.
Is that how? And so you're in the. You've done your bit, and then you're like, oh, she's good.
A bit of envy there, a bit of jealousy.
I can't remember who went first, though.
I think you went first.
Yeah, I think you did.
I think you went first, and both of us were like, oh, I'm going to go up on that.
What's the saying? If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, exactly
what you've done.
Take advantage.
I think it's... Well, isn't that wonderful, though? You've got three different groups all coming together and giving each other advice and inspiration. We've got, you know, two or three people we've been speaking to here on Joy Weekend Breakfast who are in exactly the same position. Someone up in Sydney, someone up in Brisbane. Going through exactly the same sort of roller coaster emotions of getting music out. So how did you got a brand new song out called Better Lives.
Yeah.
Leah, you tell us, how did they approach you?
So, well, we're already friends by then. And they pretty much just messaged me and said, hey, we've got like this really fun like track. Do you want to feature on it? And I was like, hell yeah, like let's do it. So I went over to their house for the first time. They put the track on and I was like, ooh, this is like kind of fun. I like it. And then they got me to write the bridge and the rest is history, really. Like we just did, how many recordings did we do? Probably like four sessions?
Yeah, it's four sessions.
That's not many.
No, it's pretty quick.
No, it came out really quick. Yeah. I think we were just really excited and it just hit off.
Does that mean something? Like if a song lands quick, is there normally, you know, like it's, I don't want to be all philosophical, but it's like meant to be?
Yeah, well, look, the song before Leah came on was actually a ballad that we weren't vibing.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
We're about to can it. And then we went, you know what, let's speed this up a bit. Let's double the speed up. And then we're like, oh, this could be a bit of a Eurovision dance track.
So I took out all the complicated drums, just added a four on the floor. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, this works.
Our first session on that song was the day before our last interview here. Because we were talking about Eurovision,
wow,
remember?
Yes, we were. My God, that was a while ago, yeah.
Yeah, so the start took a while, but the moment we got Leah in, the vocal tracking was just, it was so easy.
Mm. And what's the song about? Give us a big breakdown. And who did most of the writing? Who did the words? Who did the lyrics?
Let's say us two.
Yeah, you go first.
Definitely these two.
I'll say the bridge. That's the only bit I wrote.
I think for like Oscar and I, because this is a part of the debut album, so we wanted to have a song that would be like a soundtrack. If we were to have a highlight reel of everything that we've been doing for the last 2 years, what would play in the background?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, so like a couple aiming for success, aiming for a greater, better life, and just a big energy track to go behind kind of the conquering of that.
Yeah.
Because your album is pretty much telling the story of your relationship.
Yeah.
This track's kind of not about the relationship per se, but about the making of the...
Yeah.
It's like a meta perspective. I'm not saying it in the best words, but it's kind of...
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a build.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think this would be age 23 to 25 for us.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not long ago at all.
It's like sort of that...
No.
It's kind of that grind. Like every, you know, you're working every day for a better life. Like there's a lot of those sorts of... Those lyrics in that song are very reminiscent of those days where you were like getting up at 4 a.m. and Connor would drive me to Caltex where I used to work and it'd be like, this, how are you going today? Where's your fuel? Like that sort of thing. That's what that song is.
That's how good
about.
I was.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a really good
that's
foundation.
A right there.
Yeah,
that's
a really good foundation. He was so young he didn't have a license, mate. That's the only reason.
I did make you ride a bike once.
Yeah.
To work. And that didn't work. You called me halfway going, can you pick me up? I can't do it.
I ended up getting like maybe 10 minutes away from work and I basically just like fell over on the bike after climbing up this hill. It was terrible stuff. I had to sit in the cool room for 20 minutes and just overheat.
Decompress. So have you performed live together this track?
Yeah.
We have. It's been a challenge.
What do you mean? What? He won't shut up and you want to sing and you won't shut up and he wants to sing.
I think it's more because...
Your big note.
Yeah. My big note's a pain in the ass, but... The way that we did it is it's kind of more, mark me if I'm wrong, it's more disco when we perform it live. It's less Eurovision and in your face. It's very stripped back. We've got drums, bass, guitar, keys,
horns.
Yeah. It's very different, but it's kind of fun and unique in its own way.
When you say big note, what do you mean when you say your big note gets in the way? It's like a big toe or something.
Oh, it's... So we were in the studio. So in the bridge, there's this like massive note that I do.
Yep.
And when we first recorded it, I did one that was like, yeah, it was good. And then Connor looked at me and he's like, you can do more. And I'm like, can I? So I'm
louder, higher.
Yeah, he's like, louder, more. So
I remember the last time you came in, you said he was the taskmaster.
Yeah. It's true.
And perfectionist.
Mr. Bossy Bridges over there.
It's so bad. But we did it. I squeezed and we got it out. And it sounds amazing. Like it needed to be in there. But now every time we perform it live, I have to hit that note. And it is a challenge and a half. Like
when she hit it, she looked at me and I'm like, that's it. But you're going to have to do it. That.
Right. Again and again.
Yeah, it's like when you accidentally poop yourself.
Yes.
Like, whoa, I didn't mean that. Like, you should get yes.
I was like, you just came out.
Yeah, just. Yeah, just
that's what I was thinking.
And
sorry.
So is this beginning of a beautiful relationship? Are you going to co-write another track?
I reckon we will down the track. Mm. We're actually producing her EP.
Ah, amazing.
So we're going to be in contact anyway.
Yeah. All the time.
And, and it's been so refreshing for us to work on some music that we're not in.
Yeah. You
know? That gives you a step back from your own work and an ability to try and play around with I guess the equipment as well.
Yeah, that's our roots. That's where we come from.
One of the things that I'm most excited about is your single. Mm. Leah's single that comes out.
When does it come out?
Next year. Yeah.
Is phenomenal. We've got the first...
Bring it in. We'll play it for you next year.
Yeah.
Is it something that's going to send you to Eurovision?
No, it's the complete opposite. So it's like a cinematic orchestra kind
Billie
of...
Billie Eilish.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's got like rain, wind. It's very beautiful.
And it's called Phantom Limb. Like, so it's a pretty...
It sounds like a James Bond theme tune.
Yeah, that's what we're going for, so I'm glad
you
said
that. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous. I'm so excited.
We're on the same wavelength, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. What I was going to say, though, is if you do collaborate and do another song, perhaps you want to have a chat to the guys about saying, perhaps it should be Leah and Mr. Co.
Yeah, obviously.
As opposed to Mr. Co featuring Leah.
I'll just write the whole song. Yeah. They can produce it.
Yeah.
We'll just do the bass notes.
Yeah.
We're going to play the song in just a second, Better Lies. But again, if people want to get in contact with you or want to understand a little bit more about you, just give us another rundown of your socials.
You can find us on Instagram, TikTok and YouTube at mrco.melbourne. I think Instagram's, I think, where we really... like translate what we do the best, I think. Yeah. So if you really want a good understanding, I reckon Instagram's the best place.
When you say Mr. Co, is it MR or MIST?
MISTER.
Thank you. CO.
CO.melbourne.
Yeah.
And Leah, where can people understand a bit more about
mine
you?
Mine is only Instagram. So it's Leah, LIA.music.melbourne.
That's interesting because I find youth often don't just stick to Instagram. That's sort of your 30s.
I find Instagram so easy. TikTok is just something else. I'm too distracted on looking at videos than posting videos.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah, oh, it's so bad.
Avoid the talk, okay? Yeah, for security.
Run away.
For security.
For security reasons. No, there's a reason why the US banned it as an app before the servers were placed on their shore.
They're listening.
It's so great to have you back in the studio, Mr. Co. And Leah, congratulations. The track is phenomenal.
Well done.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.